Okay, so just to quickly review. In other words, the most fundamental thing here is that according to Reb Chaim, you have a halacha that there are three definitions of seyar in the Torah. The din seyar applies to three cases, and the halacha l'mosh b'sinai is that these three exist v'kula mahachmir. And the reason why the proof positive that he knows that is from the case of the Nesek, where you have the Mamanashach of the Shear for the Seir Tzehuvos, the Sara Tzehuvos, versus the Seir Shachor, that's Matzil. So that shows that it cannot be that these three shiurim are really, it's really, one is really true, and it's a sveika. Can't be. Because then it would have to be whatever, mamanashach, whatever the shiur is that's mitame, should be the shiur that's matzil. You want to go lahachmir, fine, say it's whatever. Whatever you want to do. But the point is, it has to be the same. Because this one can't be, it's within the same system. This is the Metame, this is the Matziel. So the Manashach. So Reb Chaim shows from that proof positive that it has to be that it's a Vadai. That's point number one. Then once you understand that, so then the case of the Paraduma, which also really Reb Chaim himself really gleans it from that as well, but the case of the Niskin is more open. It's not as subtle. That's why Reb Chaim brings it in. But for Reb Chaim already, he could derive it from the case of the Paraduma. But what's the idea of the Paraduma? The idea of the Paraduma is that once you tell me this, so now the point is that when you say the Lacha Mashtinai Kula Mahachmir, that's when the question is of a quantitative nature. That's when you're looking for a certain Chal Hashem Seyar based on quantity. So that's when we say Kula Mahachmir. When it's in the realm of quantity, then you say Kula Mahachmir. But the reason why the Rambam by Paraduma, as opposed to what he did in Ishus, there he just simply says that it's that Yishorim in Amadim Kadesh Yinatal Mizug, Shakol Sire Shadin Nidla Zug or Ekilaina. Okay? That's a different kind of a question. That's a question not whether or not you have an entity of Seyar. The question is a question of its redness. And it's a quality question. Question in quality. The question in quality, so now all you have to say is, do I have in the system, is that considered seyar? That I could say that the animal is a min paraduma. Is that a red seyar? So you're answering a different kind of a question. And the halacha l'mishtinai akul l'hachmi doesn't apply. That's Reb Chaim's idea. But that idea, of course, of that whole idea that making the distinction between quality and quantity, of course, emerges from the fact that you hold that Allah Moshe Sinai is that all three Shiurim of Cyrus have a din seyar in the Torah. Or else he couldn't say that. That's what we said. That's what Reb Chaim says. Hopefully. Of course, for a fuller explanation, listen to last week's shiur. Okay, so up to our umnam now. So at this point, everything is going well. Okay, we understand the case of the Paraduma, we understand the case by Tumas Saras, by Nesek. Now Reb Chaim continues. Ha'umnam, the B'divrei Ramba B'perek Beis, Misha Sheveinu, D'shom Yisod Adin D'Sairus L'Chol HaTorah, Kulav, Right? That's where the Ram has the basic halacha of Cyrus for the whole Torah. Mavur da the halacha kedivrei kul mahachmir hu b'tara safek. Ukimosha pasuk sham the mechtei netilas hazug ad she yakov roshan leikran donet behem din katan v'gadol ahachmir. V'hu misveika. Yeah, so we say that from the time of Netilas Hazug until Yaakov Roshan, right, from the small to the big, so there the Rambam says, Yidonin Lahachmir. Katan Gadol Lahachmir. So that must be a Sveika. The Yeshesh Yeh Katan V'Gadol Yachid Bevadai. Because after all, it's not possible that you could tell me that the same Gavra is a Katan and a Gadol together, simultaneously, as a vadai. That doesn't make any sense. Vim kena re lehejidas aram da hadalacha kedivri kun lahachmir hu betara safek. Hippach mashem buchach bim komos shevenu. Just the opposite of what we brought from Paraduma and from Tumas Saras. Da locha kedivri kun lahachmir betara zvadai. Vizetz arachin. Right, so now Reb Chaim shines light back on the original halacha and shows that it is logically, it's a concept of suffolk. It's a suffolk. From Kedain and Tilas Azug, Ad Shiyakov Roshan. So what's the status of the Gavra? Suffolk Katan, suffolk Gadol. You simply don't know. It's a classic suffolk. So this goes against what's been said until now. Okay, that's Kasha. Now he adds to the Kasha. Achein be'emes tzarechien b'masha pasak ha-rambam b'seyer lovan. Right, so now he goes back to what perek is that? Perek Beis in Hilchos Tumas Saras. Okay, he referenced it before. Okay, b'seyer lovan. D'shiyuro k'dei netilas hazug. So there the halacha is that if a person has a baheres, so we don't know if the Baharis yet is Tomei or not. So what is the simon of Toma of a Baharis? The answer is, it's Seir Lavan. So if a person has a Baharis emerge, so there's a halacha of Yazgir, Shivas Yamim. And then the Kohen goes back to see him 7 days, and at the seventh day. So if there's a Seir Lavan that emerges, then he's Hareza Mukhlat, meaning he's declared Tameh. But if it, and there's other Simanim too, but let's stick to those Seir. Okay? There's also the Michya, but let's leave that out. Okay? Then if let's say nothing happened, okay, they do it a second week. And if it emerges, of course, he's Tamei, if there's a Seir Lavan. And if it doesn't emerge, you never do Hezger more than 2 weeks. So then he's considered Tahar. Okay? So, over there, what's the Shear of Seir Lavan? The Shear of Seir Lavan is Kidei Netilas Hazug, right? Ah. Vikasha. Terei Ika Gavn Detzarech Liyo Shear of Kidei Lakaf Rosh Aleikra. But Rav Chaim says not so simple, because I could show you there's definitely a case that it really should have been Kidei Lakov Rosho Leikro. That would have been the more appropriate Shear. V'hu heichad kadam seir lovan labaheres to tahor. V'im kein im b'chdei netilas hazug kadam labaheres v'achach nolda habaheres v'achach nisgadal haseir ach Kidei Lakov Rosho Leikro d'lefi halacha kidei rekun lahachmi ha'yalana lomar v'zeh the shiur of today luck of Rosh Likro, but then by Harris called Masaya Lovan Bo Vitame. Yeah. So it should have been the halacha that what is a halacha that if the Sayer Lovan preceded the Baharas, so then the Baharas is considered Tahor. Now what should be the Shiur? So if you're going based on the idea of Kulan Lahachmir, that you always machmir by the Shiure Seyar, so then if you want to say there was an existence of a Seyar prior to the Baharis, which would then make the Baharis Tahor, and you're using the idea of Kulan Lahachmir, So then, of course, it should be a long hair. It should be Kedei Lakaf Rosh Hashanah L'Ikron. But you should say that if it was just Kedei Netilas Azug, you're being a big makel, because you're saying that's considered a hair already that precedes the Baharas. So it should have been the Lach of the Ram should have paskin that what? That it's no, it's Kedei Lakaf Rosh Hashanah L'Ikron. Only then do you say the guy is definitely tar. Okay? So then the Reb Chaim says, "V'kasha lama pasuk Ram the bestama the shiurin kedei netilas azug, v'lo hiskir klal shiur the lakaf roshan leikran. The mevur mezed the lo mashkechinon klal the shiur araba." You see clearly, Ram doesn't even care; he's not concerned at all about the larger shiur. V'lo'olam shiurin bechdei netilas azug af lahakel. So it comes out by the case of Baharis that you say it's kedei netilas azug, even if it's a kula. Against the principle of kula lahachmir, umayishna min ben abbas does lina lahachmir b'shnei ashiurim, umayishna hacha does lina rak basa shiur zuta af lahakel. So then, what's the difference between the basic case of ben abbas? Actually, I don't know which is the basic case, but whatever. What's the difference between ben abbas, where there you say you go lahachmir with both shiurim, whether it's the shiur zuta or the shiur raba, and over here you don't say such a thing. You simply go by the shiur zuta, even if it's lahakel. Okay, so that's the second problem. So you got a problem in the Rambam Meneu Bey about the concept whether or not these saros are considered saros safek daraisa or vadai. That's one problem, and the second problem is that in one set of halachas, the Rambam goes lahachmir by the saros, and then in another part of halacha, namely by Baharas, there he simply goes by the kula shita. Okay, I shouldn't say kula shita, but I should say by the shear, the small shear, even flahakel. Okay, one second. In other words, Reb Chaim's asking two different kinds of questions. Obviously, they can have a bearing on each other in his answer, but one question is, what does the Rambam really hold? Are we right in coming up with this chiddush that he holds that Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is that the three shiurei seyar are a vadai in the system? They're a vadai in the Torah? They exist b'Torah's vadai, but it's kula l'achmir. Okay, that's that which was the idea Reb Chaim was saying until now, but now seems to be contradicted when you look at the basic halacha in Hilchos Ishus, where it sounds like it's a classic suffix. It's a classic suffix. You can't say it's Torah's Vadai, because then you can't say that the Gavra is both a Katan and a Gadol. It's going to result in a kind of an absurdity. That's one kasha. And then the second kasha is catching the Rambam in Menei Obey in the principle itself. Because the principle itself is V'kulon Lahachmir. And he follows that principle properly when it comes to the halacha of Ben Abbas, about godless. But and yet, when it comes to the Seir Lavan by Baharas, there, he only goes by one shear. He seems to totally ignore the principle of Vakula the Halach Lavash Sinai, Vakula Lahachmir. Okay? Two different kinds of questions, but they're going to come together. Okay. In other words, when you go back to Hilchos Ishus and you just look at that halacha, you know, in a vacuum, without all those other tzaras halachas, your natural thing, and logically, you'll interpret it as a classic sveka. You have shiurim, you don't know which one is the right one. And you go, lahachmir. Bakula lahachmir. Misveka. That's what you would say. Yeah. So what does Reb Chaim answer? Vashin nira hevdel bazeh the gabi seir lovan dino mevuar v'chumraso mevueres. Dahadachashvin and Aser Lavan Shel Kedei Netilas Hazug Liseyar Zehu Chumra. The Mimela Dinega Vitamasaba. Valoha de Nechshavnu Lebaheres Kodem calls Manchlo Higiel Shurel the Lock of Roshla Ikro, who Churma Dasi Mikoach Kula. That in the Kasha, what we were saying, that what? We should consider the Baheres Kodem, provided that the hair didn't get to Lock of Roshla Ikro, right? We were trying to be Machmir. Yeah, but that's a Churma Dasi Mikoach Kula. Why is that a chumra that emerges from a kula? Dal yidei shelo nachshav hashir zuta shel netilas hazug l'seyar al yidei zeh yachakach beheres kodom l'seyar lavan. Because it's via the fact that we're not considering the smaller hair, the kedei netilas zug, as considered seyar. V'keva de be'ikra chal alacha kidivrei kun la'achmir. The chayil alei din seyar memela habedina moel gam lahakel. Ah, so what's he saying here? What does he mean? V'kevin de be'ikra chala halacha kidivrei kulin lahachmir. That since the what? Essentially, first comes that idea of kulin lahachmir, and then it's chal on in a din seyar memela habedina de moel gam lahakel. Then it'll be memela that it'll also be moel lahakel. And that's why we only go after Basa Netila Zazug. Okay? That's the end of his basic answer to the Seir Lovin problem. Did anybody figure out what he's saying here? See, and also, what does he mean by... Yes. Very good. Very good. That's it. That's right. And then the system proceeds on its own. That's right. Exactly correct. I'm not going to record what I'm about to say now, but just an example. It like reminds me a little bit like how philosophy applies to halakha. Like the philosophy defines the basic idea of the area, but you don't try to fit in all the detail, like all sin say, well, why does this happen? This doesn't seem to be in line with the philosophy. But it doesn't work that way. It's a system. The philosophy is only explaining why you have this general system. Anyhow, similar kind of idea. I'm not saying exactly the same thing.
Yes.
What are you talking about, by the case of Nesek? What was it there again? Remind me. Yevshtei, Saras, Tzuhuvos. Yeah, because it's two separate things. That's very good. Okay. Okay, now comes the fun part. I assume this is the part that David, that Rebbe did on Shabbos a couple weeks ago, right? On this thing right here, right? Yeah. I asked him about it. He said, yeah, he didn't want to go into all the complicated stuff. Yeah, I could see. Yeah, I know. I don't think he would have gotten out of there. Truth is, I would have liked to hear how he did it. How he, like, he just, I guess I could figure it out. It's cute to always work out how you can jump into this spot right here. It's an art in itself. Yeah, it is. That's a problem. It's like the rub putting together those yortzeit shiur. You know what's missing in those yortzeit? They don't have after that shiur was over, he always did like another hour and a half of drush based on the shiur. That was only part A. What you see in those farm. And he used to have a joke. He used to say, if you're patient and you follow me through the halacha, I will reward you with a drush. He knew his crowd ultimately. Rebbe told me when he used to go there, when the Rav was younger, the Rav would stop. It was like he says, like he says, like at a concert. The Rav would stop and say, "Okay, I could stop here, or do you want more?" And the crowd would yell, "More, more!" And the Rav would go for another hour. Like he had an encore prepared, you know, like really fun. Every time it was like an amazing. The old days, it was like an amazing event. It was like you never saw that in the Torah world. Like such a performance like that. Command performance. I don't know. I've never seen them. I mean, you can get them because they're, you know, some of the later ones. Well, I don't know later. I don't know which ones. I mean, a lot of they're on tape, though. But they're Yiddish. Rebbe said that was worth it too, to hear him speaking Yiddish. He always picked up about 10 new Yiddish words every year. Because if you want to know how to speak Yiddish, you listen to the Rav. Okay, let's get back over here. Okay. So now. Right, am I right? Yeah, what's he saying now? Yeah, Fishmar, as I say, you should be able to answer this now. Right, he's got to go one step further. Everything he said is very good. You got to go one step further. Because the question is, how does he get out of the business of guddle and cotton there? You know what I mean? Yeah, very good. Okay, but let's get that part. Did he say it like that on Shabbos? Okay, just one. Yeah, that's what we. That right away comes to mind. You know, it's like because that is the, you know, assuming a guy knows about Banish Mush a little bit, as the Rav would say. Banish Mush is not a suffix going to be resolved by God. Okay. It's a Sveka, even Klafe Shemaya. If you want to sound pro. I wonder if the Rav used that. It sounds familiar. Sveka Makame Shmaya. I think the Rav might have. The Rav would use it. He wouldn't worry. Yeah. Boy, it's amazing where he took these facts, huh? It's like crazy. Like you can't even imagine your mind going like this. Yeah. Wait. Which Kula Mahachma you mean? First, it's the Kula Mahachma that defines the phenomenon. Then there's what results from it. Right, because you have two Vadai entities in front of you. Right? One second. It sounds like we're muddling this thing up a little bit here. One second, let's think about this. Slowly. You have, a guy comes before you. He's 13 years old, and he has Kedei Netilas Azuk. So Kulan Lahachmir says that phenomenon before us is Saros. And Vakula Lahachmir says they're not Tzaras. Right? Because insofar as, let's say, fasting, L'chumr is their Tzaras. Insofar as doing a Maisa Kedushin, they're not Tzaras. Of course, if he already did the Maisa Kedushin, then it comes to L'chumr that he needs to get. Now becomes L'Tzaras. Right? That's what Chaim means. There's no basics here. There's no basic situation here. So now, so if I say, if I'm evaluating Tainus, it's Lachmir. So he has to fast. So what's your question? No. One second, sure. Let's just straight. Don and Behen Lahachmir. One second. So, yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, Kula Mahachmir is telling us. One second. Kula Mahachmir says that this is considered Anan Balahachmir, the Kula Mahachmir. So it says that I would give the kid the status of a gadol. That's a sayer. That's a recognized sayer in the system. And now we say Vakula Mahachmir. So now we okay. So now we're saying he's a gadol. So he's going to have to fast. Let's take it that way, right? So he has to fast. That is like, what's the intrinsic suffix having to do with that question? Yeah, Kula Achmer says that sayar is considered a sayar. And therefore, he's a gadol. And then one second. And Vakula Ach will then tell you, now you want to give the kid an aliyah on Yom Kippur. And now you say Kula Lahachmir. It says, no, it's not Kedei Lakaf Roshan. He's a cotton. Can't give him an aliyah. I'm not sure if we're missing something here. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're very bothered by, really. I don't understand what you mean. That to me is like the same thing. When you say it's an intrinsic suffix, what do you mean? Don't you mean v'kulam ha'achmir? I don't know what you mean. That's what I'm not following you. I don't get your... Kulam ha'achmir? No! No! No, that wouldn't be a precise way of saying it. Kula Lachmir is telling me that there are three entities of Seah. And I go in, whenever I'm posed with a question of how much, is this person a Katan or a Gadol, I go Lachmir. That's what I was trying to say before. The niyug will result in like a classic suffix, but not for the same reason. That's what I was trying to say before. But the one difference will be you won't apply a mamanashach. Because it's not really a suffix. I should put that down. Yeah, good. Go ahead. Yeah, what do you mean? How does that work? I don't get it yet. One second. You mean... Because you only chayiv if you do it in both, right? Yeah, I'm not sure that's at that point. Yeah. Okay. All right. What time is it now? Let me know. Oh, I gotta stop. All right, so we'll knock off the last thing's easy now. I think the last paragraph is simple logic, pretty much. The last paragraph is basically show you that you can't say that you can't have a middle shear anymore. Now take a look at it. What are we doing next? What's next week? Is it next week? Week after ready is what? Sunday. That's Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? No. Yeah? When's Rosh Hashanah? What is that? What night is the first night of Rosh Hashanah? What's that? Oh, it is Sunday night. Erev Rosh Hashanah. All right, so we probably won't have shear that Erev Rosh Hashanah. Probably not. I've got to figure out when I'm going to Far Rockaway. Got the long, well, not by the Sfardim, Baruch Hashem. But I only joined them for the right week. And they say the same slichas every day. It's a machaya. So same slichas every day, words that you could actually understand. You know, they even got a couple of good songs. It's very upbeat. And Erev Rosh Hashanah is no different than the other days. So it's the same slichas again. You never say, oh, boy, today's the Erev Rosh Hashanah slichas. So you don't have that feeling. It's nice. Okay. Oh, so next week, I say, so what will we do? Maybe we'll, so maybe I'll do it like this. Maybe we'll finish the Reb Chaim, and then maybe I'll just share a couple things that I was doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And maybe we'll do that. Shtaras? Ovehizartem. Oh, we could. I told you, the Reb Chaim didn't, I don't know, we really didn't, we didn't really bust through with anything there in that Reb Chaim. I'll be honest with you. You know, I mean, I forced Rebbe into it, we went through it, but we couldn't, it just seemed to be a pretty, I don't know, it was weird. The only kasha we had is it doesn't sound like a Reb Chaim. So, I don't know. Rebbe said, that's it. Can't figure it out. I don't know. It does sound like it's pretty straight. I'll see. Or else maybe we'll do the Reb Chaim on... I will see. I'll see. Well, after that, then you got the Yom Tovim, right? Guess we might have to wait, so we'll see. All right, so that's what we'll do. So we'll figure, finish the Reb Chaim next week, and then once we get to that last paragraph, we'll just we'll do some stuff. Got some couple nice points on Tefillah B'Tzibur that I've been doing. And they'll be and the facts are easy, so it's not. If I get close, I'll tell you guys how to prepare. We'll see. And that's the story. Yeah. Is it true Mendy's mother passed away? Got it. Got it. I hear. It's a small world these days. I'm just saying, like today, you know, you do funerals in Israel, you. It's like who used to think like this, you know, like get on a plane, you do the funeral, you come back, it's like all nothing, you know, like. Well, in another 20 years, we'll expect when somebody passes away, and they'll sit shiv in Israel, and people in New York have to go travel to Israel to pay them a shiva call. It's like today, if you have a close friend, and you live, let's say, by plane, 2 hours away, you expect them to get on the plane and go. When I was growing up, that was a good excuse not to even call them. It was a long-distance call. And today you expect to even get on the plane.